News from the White House today. President Obama wants brains to study, of course. The president came out in support of a research project aimed at mapping human cognition on a never-before-seen level. I sat down with an expert to learn more.
My name's Arthur Toga. I'm a professor of neurology at the UCLA School of Medicine. President Obama made an announcement today describing the brain activity map, which was focused on the collection of data from as many neurons, if not all the neurons, in the human brain as possible to better understand how the brain is organized and how it works.
I caught that there is this sort of symbolic significance of it. I mean, the way that people are talking about it sort of reminds me of, you know, the mission to land on the moon, and that it's sort of a goal that will prompt collective activity. Is that the right kind of sense?
I think these things are to some degree a marketing effort in terms of getting the general population behind something that costs some money. The numbers that have been stated so far are about $100 million, which for, you know, frankly, for a project such as this really isn't sufficient. Just to put our Brain Atlas map effort into perspective, the European Union effort is 1.2 billion euros.
Can you summarize, though, what other benefits there are besides the symbolic significance?
Focusing on technologies to enable the recording of signals from the human brain in detail that's not available today, I think does hold the promise of being transformative, and it will be useful not only in understanding how the brain works in health, but clearly there's an opportunity there to make discoveries that are relevant for the care and treatment of patients with either neurological disease or psychiatric disorder.
Is there any way, if people think this is a really exciting thing, that they can get involved besides just waiting to hear about the results?
My hope is that it involves all ends of the spectrum, both from acquiring the data to understanding what it means. And I would hope that, like many other national programs, that the data that is collected here is not only organized but made available to those that want to examine it. This is public money, after all.
And what can you tell me about the paranoid view on this? But it's sort of a
skepticism.
The government would want to understand how our minds work so that Obama could stay in office forever.
Well, you know, there's always people like that. Frankly, you know, the landscape of the human brain is so vast, and our understanding of cognition still limited enough, I wouldn't be overly concerned about government mind readers.
That was Arthur Toga, professor at the UCLA School of Medicine.